Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As always, you can subscribe on iTunes or iHeartRadio or download the latest episodes at webmasterradio.fm. Welcome to this week's episode. This is going to be a special one. We're doing a recap of all the things that happened at WordCamp US in Nashville in December, and really exciting things happening from around the community, including the State of the Word talk, which helped to reveal some of the next phases of Gutenberg and really talking about the future of WordPress. And to help me talk about this today, welcoming back to the show, we'll start with Doc Popular of Torque Mag. Doc, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And it was fun hanging out with you in Nashville. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about what you had going on while you were there. But you were just a buzzing bee going all around, talking to people and getting insights to share on Torque. And that was really fun to see. Also joining us back, frequent guest and often host, Mr. Anthony Burchell. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. We survived a 5.0.
Yes, 5.0 and WordCamp US. I think it was a fun time. And I know I'm still just at the tail end of my WordCamp hangover here, trying to recover and everything else. But it was a lot of fun and good hanging out with you there as well. Also joining us, again, frequent guest and often host, another one of WP Engine's core contributors, Mr. Stephen Word.
Hello, thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. And thanks, Stephen, for joining us back here and talking about everything happening at WordCamp US. So it's an exciting time, and we have a lot of stuff to cover. But I would say, just kind of from my own personal perspective, that WordCamp was frankly just a hubbub of activity. I mean, I remember the first day I arrived, my plane had some mechanical issues, and I arrived a little later in the morning that first day. It took me about an hour to get from the front door to the WP Engine booth in the exhibit hall, just because every 10 steps I'd run into somebody else doing something cool in the ecosystem. Of course, as Anthony mentioned, Gutenberg was launched right before WordCamp US, and so there's just a hubbub of activity and just people everywhere having amazing conversations. That was really cool. As a sponsor, WP Engine had a great time. You know, we had our booth there. That was a lot of fun. Had a lot of people around that. There was really a significant presence, though, I think, from technology providers outside of the ecosystem. And as a matter of fact, one of those, and we saw them at WordCamp US last year, was Google's booth. We're going to talk a little bit more about Google, what Google was up to in their booth. But I think one of the special parts for me was seeing the Genesis framework demoed in the Google booth along with their other products. If you've been following the show or just know much about me or WP Engine in general, you saw that WP Engine acquired StudioPress last year, and the Genesis framework was one of the products in that universe. And so to see kind of this bellwether in the community in terms of products, so many people building sites with Genesis, and then to see that demoed in a booth like what Google did was really cool. And basically what they were demoing was a piece of technology that Google's working on in partnership with WP Engine to enable AMP integrations or AMP sites leveraging Genesis. So that was pretty cool to see. The other thing that was special to me was the Genesis community group photo, where we had people from all around the world, anywhere from Australia, Europe, come together 3 o'clock the last day for one big group photo. This is a tradition with sub-communities in the WordPress community. So that was a special part for me. And matter of fact, if you're a Genesis user, go to Genesis WordPress Facebook group. You can actually see a lot of the photos from the demo of the Google booth with Genesis, the big group photo, of course, and then just countless people in the community getting together and hanging out. But it was a really, really exciting time. another technology provider that was present at WordCamp US, which I thought was really cool, that I thought was kind of shocking for people to see there, was BigCommerce. BigCommerce had a booth in the exhibit hall there, and they were really there to help to celebrate their launch of a new piece of technology that they're introducing, a new plugin that enables you to leverage the BigCommerce backend, but still leverage the power of WordPress in terms of your content management. I thought this was a really clever offloaded solution, and I thought also they did a really good job with integrating with the community. You know, WordPress is a big place, and there's a lot of different technology providers that service different markets. And I think it's healthy for the ecosystem to have multiple options, and I thought that was really cool. And again, I think the individuals there from the engineers, those working at the booth, I thought were actually quite complimentary to the ecosystem, and actually were even mentioned, this was super cool to me, mentioned by Matt Mullenweg during the State of the Word address, which we'll talk about a little bit more later in this episode. But again, it was really interesting to see them there, to have them be present, and really to see them kind of embrace the community and frankly be part of it. Now, Stephen, I know that you have spoken to the BigCommerce team several times about this plugin as they were creating it, and I'm just curious if you could give the audience a little bit more insights into the technology behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that they think that they're doing right, and it's really interesting to see, they've taken a slightly different approach than what we've seen in the past. So BigCommerce, for those that are not familiar, has been doing e-commerce as their principal product for, you know, quite a long time. They're here in Austin. You know, we at WP Engine know them pretty well. But basically what they're doing is they're not entering the content marketing business from the BigCommerce side. They're allowing WordPress to handle that. But then they're augmenting that offering with their own thing and their own expertise in the e-commerce space. So basically they're letting WordPress do what it does best, and they're using their expertise to allow BigCommerce to do what BigCommerce does best. So what you end up seeing is a lot of cohesive and really, really performant, highly scalable. I'm really excited to see what this barking up the right tree.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's just really encouraging for me because, you know, so much e-commerce, I mean, WooCommerce and WordPress combined is the most powerful e-commerce engine in terms of like volume on earth. More transactions go through those combination than anything else. And WooCommerce is fantastic. As a matter of fact, WP Engine has a ton of clients running it very successfully and at scale. But it's so encouraging to me to see others supporting this technology in the ecosystem. And I think ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be a powerful force that as part of the community ultimately makes things good for WordPress. So that's awesome to see them there. Awesome to see them participating. And that was a really fun time for me. And again, like WordCamp US was just so crazy with everything going on. I remember on the last night I was there, WP Engine had a party. You know, a lot of people there, BigCommerce was there, as well as other people from the ecosystem. And I remember a guy named Mike McAllister, who came over to WP Engine as part of the acquisition of the Array Themes assets, came over to me, and he's holding this little weird white cube, and it's kind of latticed, and there's an A on the side. And I'm like, hey, Mike, what's with the box? It was his award. He was a finalist in the Automatic Design Awards. And that was another kind of cool moment for me, like to hear, oh my goodness, Mike, this new person on our team. And that was for the Atomic Blocks plugin. Atomic Blocks is essentially a free plugin. You can check out WordPress.org, search for Atomic Blocks. And basically what it is, a library of premium blocks that you can use in Gutenberg universe. So that was really cool. I want to give a shout out to Mike McAllister. If you know Mike, tweet him up, let him know we mentioned him on the show, and said great things about him and the product that he built. And, you know, obviously we're super excited to be able to support that. Another thing that happened was we held what we call a maker's happy hour. Basically what that means are people who make products in the WordPress ecosystem, plugins and themes. We did that in partnership with a company called Freemius, which is essentially a kind of sales platform / marketing platform, analytics platform for people that sell plugins and themes. It was actually really cool. Stephen, you are one of the lead organizers of that event. Could you give people a little update, a little feel for what it's like to be at a Maker's Happy Hour?
Yeah, one of the things we always focus on is just making sure that we facilitate conversations. I think this is probably our most successful one of these that we've done. We usually do it biannually. Once at WordCamp US and again at WordCamp EU. The turnout was phenomenal. You know, the companies that, you know, were present. But what I really loved seeing was just getting everybody in the room and, you know, even seeing people that are in competitive spaces, talking shop and finding business opportunities. yeah, it was really fantastic. You know, not the loud music rave thing that some of those after parties end up being. This was intimate and educational.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Maybe the rave party version will be next time, but probably doesn't add well for conversations. I'll hope so. Okay, Anthony volunteered to set up the rave party. That's good to know. But yeah, it was a good time. I think one of the other kind of clever outputs of that, I mean, it was fun, of course, hanging out with all those people and all the cool products that they made, listening to their approaches to various problems. That was super cool. I thought one of the other cool things was Vova of Freemius actually set up his phone in the top corner of the bar and took a time-lapse photo. And a matter of fact, if you go to Freemius's social media profiles, or Vova's in particular, he's posted this video up there of the time-lapse photo. Anthony, were you around when he was setting that up?
Yeah, so I didn't know about this until afterwards, and all I saw was wearing a very bright green beanie, and I noticed that I spent a lot of time grabbing food. Like, I was constantly grabbing food. So
easily identifiable in that video, and really hitting up the free food. So now I know where that big food bill came from. Thank you, Anthony. I really appreciate that. But it was a really good time, and thanks, Vova, if you're listening. That was really awesome of you to do that with us. Really appreciate that. So much fun to hang out with other product makers in the ecosystem. Again, really, really special times there. We got a lot more to cover, including State of the Word, which we're going to spend most of the time in the next segment talking about. So everybody hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2019. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry into the Web Marketing Association's 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing. Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Well, everyone, welcome back to the WordPress community podcast, Press This, on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and we're doing our WordCamp US 2018 recap episode. Right before the break, we were listening to Anthony and Steven regale us with stories from the Makers Happy Hour for plugin and theme authors at WordCamp US. We'll spend this segment talking about the State of the Word address. Tons going on there. We'll finish with the last segment with Doc talking about some of the things he was doing during WordCamp US relative to Doc Pops news drops and all kinds of other stuff. Matt, I thought, did an excellent job at the State of the Word address, really eloquently setting the kind of building the case for Gutenberg. Gutenberg, if you're unaware, was released just prior to WordCamp US. It was December 6th. Matter of fact, much of the community that were going to WordCamp US were in the air while it was rolling out. Anthony, I know you had a special picture when it was going on in the air. Where were you?
Yeah, I took my Where Were You in 5.0 dropped photo, and I was inside of a plane. You can see the plane clearly in the background. I think somebody was banging on my seat behind me, you know, just perfect.
All right. So it was really, you know, stressful times for a lot of people with all that going on, the travel happening and everything like that. But the rollout, I thought, went very successful. For those I've talked to in the ecosystem that have various products that support customers, the support load has been light after Gutenberg rolled out. And it seemed like people had time to have a good time and not be too freaked out that Gutenberg was rolling out right the day before the conference. But that was super exciting. Another special moment for me, going back to kind of Matt's State of the Word address, was really when he was showing the user videos of people using the classic editor. And it was brutal to watch those videos. And they had audio that accompanied them, and they would ask the users things like, hey, put an image side by side and put some text underneath it. And of course, we've all used the classic editor, or of course looked over people's shoulders as they use it, and it was about as brutal as you can expect. Like, they had no idea. Go ahead, Anthony.
I think my favorite quote from Matt Mullenweg on that was, no, don't click that.
Yes. It's like watching a horror movie. Somebody's about to like walk into the closet and you're like, no, there's a killer in there. But it was insane. And, you know, I think for me, and I think, you know, Matt made that case very well, which, you know, that was the fundamental problem that Gutenberg was supposed to address. But he really covered kind of a ton there, including talking about phase 2, 3, and 4. And I'll use a tilde there of Gutenberg, because really phase 2 and 3 next is really focused on Gutenberg. Phase 4 is a little different. Anthony, you are one of the lead contributors to, or one of kind of the people leading the Gutenberg release, and now and continuing as a committer in WordPress Core. So I'd like to get kind of your view of what Matt was talking about during State of the Word relative to phase 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, so I really liked the graphics that he used in his in the presentation. It really does illustrate what we're going to be doing. For phase 2, we will be focusing on widgets and menus. And I really loved his mockups. If anyone wants to get an idea of what that would look like, I highly recommend you look at the slides, because they clearly illustrate that. Phase 2, widgets and menus. And phase 3, I think I'm most excited about. I think me as a writer, I start every single blog post in a Google Doc. And I feel like a lot of people do that because of the review process and all of these great things. And I was excited to find that phase 3 is actually going to be collaborative editing. So hopefully I can phase out Google Docs from my writing flow. I think we have the opportunity there. And phase 4 has tons of people excited. This is something we've been asking for forever, but an official way for WordPress to support multi-language. This has been a sore spot across the ecosystem. We've had a lot of plugin developers actually jump in and provide solutions. I don't think those plugins will go away. They offer such specific functionality built around multi-language that I think that they're just going to expand on that functionality. I think WordPress's job is to build the core foundation for multi-language, and these developers are to build upon it.
It'll be real exciting to see that develop. And I think, you know, you talked about phase 2 is extending Gutenberg essentially into widgets and menus. And for those of you that aren't super intimate with how all that works today, really it's kind of taking that block building world into the sidebar, into the footer, and then into the header, particularly the header, of course, around menus. And as a matter of fact, one of Matt's comments I thought was really funny is that restaurants get really confused by that because they go to menus and, of course, try to add a menu for a restaurant, and that doesn't work. But really extending Gutenberg beyond the page and into the rest of the site, kind of in this transformative, kind of get these blocks everywhere. But I thought that was really cool. I also like the demonstration of kind of the copy and paste out of a Word doc or a Google doc and then paste it into Gutenberg, and then boom, there's a bunch of content and blocks. I thought that was really, really cool to watch. And I'm personally actually excited about multi-language in Core. You know, again, for me, it's one of those things that having that be a part of that framework is also super important. And as you pointed out, there's a lot of tools in the ecosystem that do a lot of crazy things, crazy cool things in terms of the functionality they add. And so obviously there'll be a lot of room in the ecosystem as we move forward. Another shocking thing was relative to donations made on the donation link for the WordPress Foundation. Matt also shared that it was like $3,200 of donations all year last year. So that was, I think, a call to action for the community to kind of step up and do more there. But really, frankly, I also thought it helped to illustrate really what Matt and Automattic do for WordPress, and certainly appreciative of the people that they donate, the money that they donate. And I thought that was a really kind of, again, kind of a call to action for the community to say, hey, to help support this product, help support this ecosystem, help support the foundation. So I thought that was shocking for a lot of people. Automattic, I think, does something like 40 employees completely dedicated to core. So again, super, super cool to see that. I thought another shocking moment for me, if you remember from WordCamp US, what was it, like 2-3 years ago, whatever it was, Matt at told the community to learn JavaScript deeply. And now here it is 2-3 years later, and Matt says, hey, who's learned JavaScript deeply? And like 3-4, it's like 12 people in the whole audience raised their hand. It was a shockingly number.
I half raised my hand.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And I was like, even sitting next to some people I thought had learned it deeply that didn't raise their hand, and that was actually quite shocking to me. And so as WordPress continues this evolution, kind of embracing more and more JavaScript, it's going to be more and more important for the community. So that means that as tool creators, there's responsibility there to give people the ability to do things in kind of a JavaScript world. In other words, abstract out the language for them. But I also think in the education space, people that make courses, people that might have code academies and things like that, it's really trying to make sure that people that are going to be developing their WordPress context start to embrace more and more JavaScript. Now, that's kind of an interesting observation, because you're saying, well, we have this whole group of people that know stuff today, and we kind of need to bring them along in this journey to learn this new JavaScript thing. But Matt had also observed, in the broader sense, there were more people kind of learning JavaScript today than learning PHP. And that was also one of the driving forces, of course, all the capabilities of JavaScript and everything else, but that was also one of the driving forces for this kind of shift into the new JavaScript reality.
Yeah, and so Matt's call was to learn blocks deeply. And I have a homework assignment on that. I would challenge, if you're listening right now, to learn what reusable blocks are and learn how you can use those. Because I think that right there shows just, that's an advanced feature that most people don't even know about. And that's a feature that I think content creators are going to use the most. So
yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, at WP Engine, we leverage another piece of technology that was released prior to Gutenberg that leverages similar block-based approaches. And our content creators use it, and they use also the notion of reusable blocks. And it really just was night and day for them to be able to create content that quickly. That's a really good tip. I'm actually mentioning that during my talk at Affiliate Summit in a few weeks, talking about the efficiency of using reusable blocks. But super, super cool stuff there. Matt also announced auto updates for themes and plugins as something that will be coming in the future. Again, I think that's super, super cool. A lot of requests from that in the ecosystem. So look out for that, especially if you're a plugin author. I think the other thing that was interesting was really the attendance. It seemed like there was a lot of people there, Anthony.
Yeah, I wonder if 5.0 being released or Gutenberg had something to do with that. I would bet some money on that.
So, right. Lots of things going on there. I don't know. It's a really, really diverse and global crowd. And again, that was just really cool to see. There were some other things just kind of more broadly announced that Matt mentioned during the State of the Word. Meetup groups, so meetup attendees year over year, 2017, 2018, had a 50% membership increase. So I thought that was actually super cool to see the community growing at large.
Yeah, and I'm actually not a frequent meetup goer, and I just did a meetup last night, so I guess I can't say that anymore.
Oh, right. He made it up. So Matt spoke to you, and you kind of responded, and yeah. Like, I got to be one of these people that are now going to these meetups.
He awoken my inner meetup.
Awesome. But again, I thought, you know, Matt did a really good job there. I thought there were some interesting questions around the future of themes, and there's been such debate on that on Twitter, and what are the role of themes in the Gutenberg world. So I think it was really interesting, but again, I thought Matt did an excellent job. The Q&A time was very interesting with folks like Morton asking some pretty spicy questions, and you know, I thought the debate was good. I thought the open forum, about the way that Matt handled those questions was excellent, and the way he responded to them. But I think for me, that's also one of the great parts about WordPress, is the opportunity to sit there and have a discussion like that, and have it in an open forum, and have that be okay, have that be differing opinions.
And I think it's important to highlight that Morton and Matt, their relationship is not against each other. And Morton actually said something recently on Twitter that kind of outlined that. And I think there's this everyone likes to spice up the story a little more and make it I guess captivating for a blog title. But really, Morton's trying to make the software better. Matt's trying to make the software better. They may have different opinions of what that means, but they're working together to make those things happen. So I think it's really important to state that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, you know, to both of their credits, again, I thought it was a lively debate, but again, it was, I thought, well handled by both. And I agree that they both have that intent. But you see this like repeated over and over and over throughout the community. And then real quickly, before we take a break prior to our next segment, when we're going to bring Doc back on, I just wanted to thank you, Anthony, for your contributions during WordCamp US. And for those listening, Anthony led the media meeting during WordCamp US, helping
I did the contributor day for Core. I helped lead that side of the day.
Oh, okay, my bad. So I'm mentioning the wrong thing. But the one thing I am going to get right was your help with the onboarding efforts during WordCamp US. And a lot of the do in WordPress Core. It's really cool. You're working on code in the future of digital and so on and so forth. This was grunt work. Anthony's running around with USB sticks, helping people get their development environments set up, helping them get set up to contribute to Core for the first time. So I wanted to thank you, Anthony, for helping to bring the next generation of people in to contribute to the project, have those lively debates and discussions, and help make the software better.
Absolutely. It's fun. I really do love doing it. One observation that I made in the process of that was that it's actually easier for new folks to get ramped up in Gutenberg contribution faster to get to making a patch than it is for Core contribution. So if anyone's listening and is scared to dive in, the Gutenberg setup is actually quite easy. So explore it.
We'll have to do an episode on that next time. Everybody hang tight. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is our WordCamp US 2018 wrap-up episode from all of the happenings there in Nashville for WordCamp US. Right before the break, we were talking about state of the word, all the cool things going on with Gutenberg. Again, just the discussions around the future and really, again, frankly, how Matt did a good job. But now kind of bring us back, Doc Popular from Torque Mag is joining us back here on Press This. Doc, you had a pretty busy WordCamp US.
Yeah, I was running around all weekend. My normal goal for WordCamps is to get as many interviews with interesting people as I can and to try to get them up by the end of the weekend. And I think I managed to get 8 interviews up from the conference before it was all done. It was great too, because one of my favorite jobs as a reporter is being able to talk to interesting people and ask them anything. It's like a one-on-one time with John James Jacoby, Morten Rinn Hendrickson, who we talked about earlier, Jenny Wong, all sorts of great people. And I got to kind of get a vibe of what they thought the trends were going to be for 2019. It was really interesting.
What was the most interesting thing one of those people said in your interviews?
Well, I mean, in general, a topic that kept coming up was open source governance. I think we're going to hear more about that next year. Just talking about how transparent and how decisions are made for WordPress as an open source project. That was definitely something that Morten really focused on. But it came up over and over again with all of my talks.
Sure. Hot topic in the ecosystem right now. And, you know, I think it's interesting for me as we think about the committers to WordPress, the project. And, obviously there's some representation, quite heavy representation from Automattic and so on and so forth. But really it represents a diverse group of people on the committer side from around the ecosystem. Not just diverse in who they are, but diverse in terms of the companies they represent, their areas of passion and interest. And I think for me, you know, having that representation is an important part of WordPress. And I think, frankly, plays an important role. And I thought, you know, again, Matt's decision to essentially have 11 leads for Gutenberg, where normally you'd have like one or two for that release, was also another great sign in the ecosystem, a really awesome way for people to give back and participate as a group. And again, I think as we think as WordPress-focused companies, you know, what are our opportunities to give back to the technology that we all leverage and take advantage of? And, you know, for WP Engine, we express it in various ways, even the work that Anthony does and Steven does, the work we do in terms of sponsorships and so on and so forth. And I think it's really upon us all to step up and to be that voice and to participate in these conversations and where we're able and capable to also contribute to that. But yeah, it'll be an interesting topic as we look at 2019 and how people think about that. But I would say for me, thinking about it, if you're running a WordPress-oriented company, you know, if you want to see things, like raise your hand and volunteer, contribute your time. And I think, you know, we'll see this continue to be debated from my perspective. But again, I thought, again, thinking about it from a company's perspective, just step up, just raise your hand. And that's the one great way to give back and to help shape the future of WordPress. How many total interviews did you do, Doc?
We did 8 interviews that were kind of longer interviews. And we also talked to a lot of WordPressers for a new project we're working on, Faces of WordPress, where we just kind of focus on a more personal side of people in the community. So those will be coming up next year. But you can see the 8 interviews on the torquemag.io.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like, okay, I know I've watched one of them, Doc. I still have more to go. But thank you for running around and getting those interviews and bringing that information back to the community.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We had a ton of fun at WordCamp US. We're looking forward to WordCamp Europe in June 2019 in Berlin. We'll do it all over again. And just like now, we'll be bringing you all kinds of recap episodes and information kind of informing you about what's coming up and what's revealed for the next evolution of WordPress from WordCamp Europe. In the meantime, join us next week for our next episode of Press This. And thanks everyone for listening. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. And I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.